Ah, shit!
And with that, another session has started. Welcome to the High 502, guys. What? Insert kick-ass song. I'm Clock Van Wilder. To my left is Jewel Boy Q. To my other left is the Doomed One.
And to our right, we have just Kenny.
Coffin Kenny.
Coffin Kenny.
Coffin Kenny's back. He's 1,000 less percent RSO than last time, and he's ready to give this interview a second chance.
Yes, he is. That's what he wants. Called Coffin Kenny. You're about to find out.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to everybody in Portugal, Switzerland, Canada, Bulgaria, and
USA. USA. USA.
Let's listen to us. Woo! You can find us on Anchor, iTunes, Spotify, other shit. Shout out to Sousa on your battery win. Slothy Sousa. And a special shout out to Rachel at Sparky Market. Thanks for the help, girlfriend.
Rachel, thank you.
Yes,
thank Rachel.
You.
I don't know you, but these guys are thanking you, so thank you.
Hey, thank you, Rachel. Okay, perfect. You know what, Justin? What the fuck are we smoking?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I found this at Cedar Greens, man.
Oh!
When I saw it, I was so excited because I have never, ever seen Dankzar flower.
Oh,
we got purple punch from Dankzar, and I rolled that up into a J. It is tasty.
That
is
some tasty ass weed.
It is so frosty and dense. Oh,
wow!
I didn't roll the greatest J in the world, but it smells fucking delicious. It tastes great.
This is smooth as my goddamn baby niece's ass. This is. Dankzar, your hash rosin is amazing.
Yeah,
and your flour is fucking
on
incredible.
Point. Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, really damn good. I was super excited when he said he was bringing Dankzar to the table. I definitely thought he meant concentrates. And then I was like, oh, he's handing me a flour bag. Fuck. And guess what? That purple punch is hitting me. Right in the face.
Boom.
Hey, what was special about that bag? Wasn't there something funky with the bag?
Yeah, there was like a... Here, I'll give it to you real quick. It's like It's like a breathing hole. Or there's like a plastic disc that's inserted into the bag. And if you look closely on the back, it's got their symbol on it, but it's got two little holes. And I think that's maybe for just a little bit of airflow, or maybe it's for you being able to smell the weed through the bag.
Sure.
I don't know. So Dankzar, I'm going to tag you later on Instagram. If you can tell me what that disc does in a comment, I would appreciate it.
Maybe it's a shunt for the weed.
Yeah, to help it regulate properly, or else it'll die.
I will say the cure on it was great. I just used my fingers. I didn't even need a grinder.
Wow.
I was able to grind it up with my fingers into
that's awesome.
The J. It's fucking dope.
You know, it reminds me of fruit snacks. Like,
really?
Fruit snacks, a little bit, like... Grape leaf or
Yeah,
really nice. How's that joint hitting you, Kenny?
Oh, that's fucking great.
Yeah, perfect.
Here we go.
I'm feeling kind of thirsty. I'm going to go ahead and open this week's bitch beer.
Oh, hell yeah.
This week's bitch beer is brought to you, and a couple weeks ago we had Natty. I believe it was a seltzer, Natty Seltzer.
Today, who recommended this?
Today,
do you remember?
I'll be honest, me and Kenny went to the store, and I said, oh, fuck, I gotta get bitch beer. And I saw something that we never had, and it is Natty Ice's Rush. It's an 8% alcohol level at a 25%, or at a 25 ounce.
It's 8%. Hurricane punch.
Well, hurricane punch.
Kicking ass.
25 fluid ounces and 8% alcohol.
Ooh.
This is one bad bitch beer. I tell you what.
Doggy.
Kenny's pouring up in his glass, and it honestly looks like it's fruit punch.
Oh, yeah. Look at that, man. Yeah.
You know?
The dark red color.
Let's say.
With a little bit of head on it.
Yeah.
Oh, we always need a little
head. That hurricane head.
We always need a little bit of head.
Yeah.
You know, oh, my God.
It's not as good. And I,
what?
I'm just going to go ahead and say this.
No.
After we had White Claws.
Yeah.
I have been a firm believer in the White Claws.
No.
Getting the black cherry. What? It has been delicious. This is okay. This is good.
But it ain't
a White Claw. But
wow.
Oh.
I will say, I will say, this is a bitch beer with a punch. Because it tastes like it's got a nice kick in it. Yeah, so, hey, Natty Rush, good for you guys. And I can't be held responsible for the way I'm about to act after I drink this. Anything's better than that fucking vodka seltzer that we had.
That watermelon spike.
So gross.
The real fruit juice. I thought it was good.
I'm getting the taste of it out of my mouth now.
Oh
man, is anyone just in complete shock that Justin just admitted love to White Claw Black Cherry?
I did. You know, it snuck up on me. I'm in there going to the same gas station all the time, and I always buy White Claws. So I'm like, these guys probably think something's going on with me because I don't buy beer, I buy White Claws. What the fuck?
What to get him for Christmas?
There you go. It's a pack of Black Cherry White Claws.
Some circles think that the White Claw is sacrilegious, but something sacrilegious is definitely going on right here. That purple punch joint just fucking ended, and nothing's been sparked yet, so shut the fuck up, everybody.
What are we smoking on?
I'm about to tell you, this is some Killing Rude Boys, you big enough. Oh. Come on, Rude Boy, boys, you big enough.
What the fuck are we smoking on right now?
Rude Boy OG number one.
Come here, rude boy, boy, can you get enough? Come here, rude boy, boy, can you get it up?
From who, you may ask?
From where?
From exactly where? Whom? Who did it? Cedar Creek Cannabis.
Whoa! Ladies and gentlemen, I have heard about Cedar Creek, and I heard their CO2 was on point, so let's see if their flower is matching. Fuck, let's smoke this joint!
I went to Spark and Market today, and Rachel helped me pick this one out. Nice. Delicious flavor. I opened the bag while watching The Mandalorian on Disney Plus. Mind blown!
Disney Plus lick my nuts.
What?
Maybe not
with this rude boy in my life. Lemon, pine, and allspice, aka Jamaican pimento, aka myrtle pepper. It's got that spice to it. This is a Vancouver, Washington company, or tier two. Okay, they're located in Vancouver, inside of Clark County. Yeah, they got about 7,000 square feet. And this Rude Boy OG comes in at 24.51%. Let's hit it and find out.
Wow, 24.54%.
I want everyone to open the bag and sniff it.
Kick it on ass up there.
I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at the percentage, and I'm going, holy cow, it's not as easy to open up as a can of organics package. That's okay. I'm going to take a sniff.
And
whoa.
Yeah.
What happened?
Okay.
Did it punch you in the mouth or in the nose?
This shit really...
That smells good.
It doesn't punch you in the face. It doesn't punch you in the face like, bam, here we are, like the Gelato 41. But you know what? Ooh. It does give you a nice smell.
You can't just go and compare every fucking farm to other farms.
It's not as good as this farm, but, you know, we'll see how it is.
Hey. That's how it is. It's a cutthroat industry, Justin.
Back up, dog.
You know, Top Shelf Dan is so cool for all you Washington stoners out there.
Top Shelf Dan?
Yeah, we're pretty much the only people that navigate the rec market, to the best of my knowledge, going out once every 2 weeks, Kenny. It's true, Kenny.
That's a good thing.
I did not know that.
There is a void in this rec market that you are filling right now, Kenny.
Oh, fantastic.
You're about to hit this joint from Cedar Creek Cannabis, this Rude Boy OG number one.
Right.
I want you to tell the people, the Washington Rec Stoners, how you feel after you hit this motherfucker. Tell me how it tastes.
And listen, people, this guy is not at all...
Oh, my goodness. This is some sweet tasting fucking herb.
It does taste pretty sweet.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I can...
I feel it.
I can still taste it.
I can feel it going.
Now, compared to 1995 weed...
Oh, shit.
What do you think?
There ain't no comparison.
No?
No.
Man.
Now, what about that Colorado wreck weed you've been smoking back in the day?
Because we knew that you were...
I know you hit that one at first at the scene.
Yeah, you know...
You're a former Coloradian.
Back in that day, they was only kicking about like 17, 18%.
On the flower.
On the flower.
Yeah, shout out to the listeners in Colorado.
20, but ain't nothing like what y'all are doing up here, kicking in the...
Wow.
28, 30% range, shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, you might think that this is like maybe a time for the High Five of Two Guys to be like, well, that's our farm, you know, kind of like be like, yeah, that's us. But truthfully, we're blown by the facts that Kenny is spitting right now, because I'll be honest, I get weed from the fucking store all the time, and I always think, man, I think maybe Colorado weed is better, or maybe I think California weed is better, or you get stuck in that mindset because you get stuck buying the same product almost every time. But to hear it from someone outside of the walls and saying, hey man, your guys' weed up north is fucking way better than the fucking California weed, the fucking Colorado weed.
Damn, it's Colorado.
I have to say that I've heard about the BC weed for a long time.
J-Bone?
But what is coming out of northern Washington is just kicking their ass.
Wow.
I'm telling you, man.
Well, this ain't a paid sponsorship either.
No.
I mean,
Washington State, we got weed.
I was down in the Emerald Triangle, down in southern Oregon,
California, right?
And, northern California.
Southern Oregon, yeah.
Down there around Grants Pass. And I have to say, this weed up here with the genetics for the northern part of Washington State is just fucking phenomenal, man. Wow. We're kicking ass up here.
Yeah, there's some good weed out there, and there's also some boof.
There is.
We've got some good genetics going on, man.
I think we're
going to
smoke some
booth here soon. Kicking BC's ass.
But Kenny, as much as good weed as you smoke throughout your 60 years of living, you smoke some booth. You smoke some booty. You smoke some trash weed, right?
Hell yeah. Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
wait, buddy. What we're here trying to find out is what's good and what's bad. So far, we've been smoking on some good shit.
Some good ass weed. Oh, so yeah. Far.
Justin said that we're about to smoke on weed. Justin just said we're about to smoke on some booth.
I said, I think. Maybe. I'm not 100% on it yet.
I mean, when you get on up there and you're tapping fucking 25, 30, 32%, you know, I mean, y'all are doing something right.
Yeah, right.
Definitely. Somebody's got the fucking organics mixed just right, the steroids pumping it to them. Something's happening.
All
the
nutrients
is
on point.
Folks, they don't use steroids, by the way.
No. But
you were saying is that people nowadays, their grow has become so much further than just the water. And the basic nutrients.
Right.
It's become so much more.
It's getting more to be more of a science.
You got pH. Sure. You got pH testers. I mean, we have
that. You got
that.
Water testers. You got pH.
We got vats.
Everything down to the
We got vats of science. Water that our personal outdoor crew are using. And it's a specifically measured nutrient level to water that they're using on these plants. So, of course, nowadays, everything is a lot more scientific, a lot more precise than it was back in the day. And can you say that visually and even physically, you can tell that the weed these days is grown with more care and is grown with just better
with
products.
With more love.
With more love than it was back in the day.
People's made it better and finer and, you know, it's enjoyable.
Exactly.
Speaking of enjoyable, that weed we just smoked from Dank Czar, there, what was it? What was the,
it was the purple punch. It was that purple punch.
Purple punch.
And the Rude Boy OG Cedar Creek Cannabis. Ooh. So far, good.
All right.
I usually cough like crazy, but these past two joints were easy going on my lungs.
Yeah.
I'm sparking up the tiramisu right now.
Ooh.
What do we got?
From Boggy Boone Farms.
Boggy Boone Farms.
And again, what was the name?
Tiramisu, like the cake. It's like is it like a milk cake or something? No, that's tres leches.
Yeah, a tiramisu is like you dip lady fingers or like vanilla wafer cookies in espresso. And then you layer layers of mascarpone cheese or perhaps other fillers like cream cheese.
That's rich.
And then usually it comes with a heavy dusting of cocoa powder on the top. So imagine like you do the layers of the vanilla dipped in the espresso, and then you do the mascarpone and the cream cheese and the sugar and then you layer it all. It's a refrigerated cake.
Exciting,
it is exciting. Holy.
So that's why in Superbad the tiramisu that they had, their crust like you said, lady fingers. It was straight.
But sometimes they layer, like if it's like a, looks like a cheesecake pan, they layer the outside with lady fingers standing up to kind of give it a crust. Other times it's in sort of like a normal, you know, 4-inch pan, like a baking pan or whatever.
Dude.
Most Italian restaurants carry it in one form or another. So it's a good judge of an Italian bakery is their tiramisu.
I love listening to you talk about food because you can tell that you're, you know, you've been a cook. You're just so passionate about what the art of cooking, right?
I didn't know you were
a
cook.
One thing that I really hope for.
That's so cool.
In this podcast, one thing I really hope for is that the guy that runs that cooking show, that weed cooking show.
Oh, Bon Appetit.
Yeah, I hope that he listens to it and then he gets in contact with us and you guys can just bullshit about food.
I agree.
Come up with that recipes and shit. That would be so sick.
Guys, what if we had like an all-you-could-eat weed eating contest?
Oh, yeah.
And you started at 8 o'clock in the morning and you just started eating 5 milligram bites or whatever, and you just kept eating until you came to a point where you're like, I'm fucking done.
Are we doing old country buffet style? By the way, shout out to you, old country, because
OCB, OCB, OCB.
Clock and I thoroughly enjoy your buffet. But are we gonna do a barbecue buffet?
You guys are trying to have a repeat of Kenny's last week.
Or is it gonna
be my last podcast? Because Kenny was just sat there eating cookies and eating cookies.
It's true. Dang. Listen, I'm not asking to go and be interviewed after eating how many, four or half a dozen cookies or whatever.
It was
Kenny
all his fault.
Kenny, I never put a gun up to your head, and I never actually made you eat those.
You pulled the cookies out of the oven. Anyway, wouldn't you love?
You were just there. You were there at the wrong time, Kenny.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can hear right now that I am.
I am
a victim. You can hear that right now. But we're gonna move on, and we're gonna talk about
Boggy Boone Farms tiramisu.
It's not bad.
It's not a little bit of a burn to it.
Yeah, it does.
You mean like
a little bit of a burn taste?
Yeah, like grassy
throat hit.
Yeah, like maybe it just cured
a little shitty.
Weird,
yeah.
Or maybe the
just a smidge.
Didn't get the best cure.
Their fucking heater turned off for like 2 hours, man. Fucking killed it.
I'm pretty sure, and you know, it's fitting. It's fitting because I'm pretty sure I got this tiramisu over at Mr. Bud's.
Oh, and Justin, how is your experience at Port Angeles' own Mr. Bud's?
Mr. Bud's
seems to be the claim of fame of the West Side.
Tell us.
You got.
Well, Kenny, you shop there as well, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, selection. But I'm not gonna lie. I was a little butthurt that you had zero industry discount. So that's on me.
Yeah, that is my fault
getting butthurt. And I'm going to vent here for a second. But when I asked, you know, just out of curiosity, like, why don't you guys do an industry discount? Because the way that I look at it is we all work in the same industry.
We all do.
It's a respect thing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like you're saying, by getting an industry discount for the hard work that we do in this industry, because a lot of people want to get in this industry, they don't understand how fucking hard of a job it is.
No, they don't.
It's not easy working
on
a farm.
Oh, it's working with weed.
You know, but
easy. Yeah, right.
She was like, well, my boss, you know, he just doesn't want to do it. And she was like, it might change soon. We don't know. But then this lady comes up and she's like, which farm do you work at? And I was like, oh, I work at this one. She's like, oh, well, you're not in our store anyway. So I was thinking, so if I had a product in your store, did that mean that I would get a discount if you gave a discount? Or do you only give discounts to people that are in your store? See, that bothers me.
Yeah.
That's almost
so, to wrap it up, I'm sorry. Mr. Good? Buds, you guys suck. Sorry. And so does your weed.
And
the tiramisu ain't that good, Boggy Boone. What are you doing?
But Boggy Boone, your weed does suck, and you deal with trash shops. But I will say your packaging is really cool. I really like the fact that they have like a Sasquatch.
And that's why I got it. It's because of the squatch on it. It was cool.
Yeah.
You know? But
your squatch, and I mean, I'm really looking at a sad-ass fucking piece of bud with a long-ass stem.
I picked off of it.
I mean, the doomed one did pick off it, but still, you know, it was your weed to begin with.
May I say, for all of my other products that I brought this evening, I went to Cedar Greens for the first time right next to the Seven Cedars Hotel.
Casino and Squim.
I am going to pack a bowl of something if you guys want to get something else started. We got a lot going on.
It seems like Mr. Doomed One brought a lot of weed to the table.
Holy moly.
You folks at home, Clockman Wilder and Jewelboy Q mainly are concentrate boys. You know, we mainly just dab or we hit the pen, and we've kind of been a little tired of the pen, haven't we? We've been tired of the vape.
I got vape lung.
We got vape lung.
Yeah, you know, dude, ever since Vapegate happened, you know, first we hit it hard with the sayonara to vapes, and then, you know, I ended up having like 7 vape cartridges on me. So, you know, I've been smoking a lot of vapes lately, but to be honest, my body does not like necessarily the high that just the vape pen gives to me, the distillate. So,
I don't know.
I bought a little more flour today, too. I bought 2 grams of flour.
Wow. I'll tell you what.
That's a cool package.
Being from old school, I like flour.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It says, sure. Grown a lot from the difference of the old days when we had to...
When you had to, like, break out the stems and the seeds and everything.
Yeah, when we got the Mexican dirt weed and then it moved up. And a lot of the... when we come back from Vietnam, a lot of the boys brought back a lot of the sativa that was growing over there.
Really?
And started growing a lot of it in their own basement and shit and stuff. And that kind of helped develop a lot of the marijuana... in the southern part of the industry. So we started getting some nice tight buds that wasn't always so seedy.
So, I mean, and for most people, I'm sorry to cut you off short, Kenny, but...
No, no problem.
But when you hear this, I mean, at least to me, and we're in my buddy's basement smoking weed. When Kenny is talking about his days, it kind of... almost like hot tub time machine. Like, I feel like I'm back in the same hot tub that I was in, but I'm there 30 years ago, and we're doing the same shit that he did, but with better quality drugs.
And I mean, you're talking about going from a, you know, 12-13%, and as it grows and it grows, you know, I mean, even Colorado, when they legalized it, it was still, you know, you were only kicking at 20. Sure. And now what are we doing? We're trying to kick up at 30.
Yeah.
37 to 30. Yeah. I mean, this is just fucking incredible. And we're not even talking about concentrates. We're just talking about weed.
So for me, it's really cool to kind of like see this like transgression, you know, from back in the day when it was boof and my dad was in the army and he said that he saw some pretty skeptical weed. And now that Kenny has been seeing Christmas trees since like 95, like actually good structured weed, it's kind of cool to see that we're still in the same place, but things have just gotten better for everybody. Speaking more convenient.
Speaking of boof. Yeah, we just, I just packed a bowl of these cheese cookies from Okanagan-grown Colombian natural cannabis.
Okanagan. What? You know what? Ken Organics actually sells to a shop in Okanagan.
Okanagan, I believe.
Okanagan.
So. Yeah. Okanagan. But it's all good. I love to hear you say Okanagan.
I'm Okanagan.
Where is that hat?
Sounds like Japan, honestly.
The Okanagan Forest is north. It's north and east, so it's eastern Washington, but it's north. Sometimes it's about, you know, 25 minutes. It is the Canadian border.
Damn.
Into the Okanagan Valley, which is where BC grows most of its fruit. the Okanagan Valley is famous for its apple orchards and other fruit-bearing things.
I'm going to pass this Okanagan around to smell.
Yeah, it's beautiful country up there because you have high mountain range, but you also have
Okanagan
full day sun.
Weed really is being passed around to smell right now.
They grow a lot of outdoor in eastern Washington. Okay. I could see them growing some high country altitude weed up in the Okanagan country. Although this is interesting.
It has no smell, really. It
smells straight up like grass.
You know, what's weird is, you know, we saw this Canasol Farms brochure, and under it, it had several parent, like, Canasol was the parent, and it also has branches, and one of it is the Okanagan-grown Columbia natural cannabis. It's pretty damn good, although, you know, we're used to smoking joints, so when you hit this bowl, it's kind of like...
On
that bowl taste.
It smells like straight grass.
Definitely. It's definitely grassy. I mean, smell that, Kenny. Have you smelled that yet?
What does it smell like to you?
Oh, yeah.
What's it smell like to you?
Kind of
grassy?
Yeah, alfalfa. Yeah. That doesn't necessarily mean that it isn't great. But.
You're right.
But it does smell a little bit grassy.
Yeah, but people nowadays, they definitely go off the nose and off the taste. So when you smell that and you go, well, that kind of almost smells like, hey, Okanagan, what's up? You know, it will definitely shed a little bit of... skepticalness on your part because people are smelling your weed and going, well, that doesn't smell like dank weed.
True.
Yeah, and when I was at Cedar Greens, when she told me, hey, like, we got this, you know, our main one is Canisole, right? And then she's like, and then we got Florigen, and then Okanagan or Okanagan, and then Sol Extracts or Soul Extracts without an E. But they're all part of Canisole, right? So I was like, okay, I'll get a couple different things from different subsidiaries of this company.
Yeah, I like that technique.
I also brought the Florigen.
Oh, and yeah.
This is the one I was more excited about. So we'll get to that a little bit later.
So we're trying all like the Canisole products like on their other lines. Yeah. I like this.
We always are. I'm being truthful. I can spark that lighter up to that bowl for like, oh God, maybe 2 seconds before the hit really fucking messes my lungs up, you know?
Really?
Like, I take pride in being able to hit a bowl for pretty long, but when it comes to a point where I have the lighter and it's the same technique that I do with every other bowl, and I'm choking out in the first few seconds, there's got to be something wrong with your grow system. I'm sorry.
If I paid $12 for this eight.
Yeah, that was like 11.
See? You know, okay.
For an eight.
Yeah, and then I got my discount. That's why, like I said, I wanted to get a couple different things from the... So I didn't end up getting the candles.
I mean, listen, now we're talking about you get what you pay for.
Yeah,
definitely. You know, but...
this one was more expensive.
It's a little harsh. It's a little bad.
It's a little harsh.
Yeah. Look, Kenny's having to crumble more fresh weed on top, trying to get some...
Tech one last... Fucking
ladies and gentlemen, I don't remember any weed. I honestly don't remember any weed back before the medical this harsh. Usually the weed that I got was
pretty darn tasty.
It's pretty grassy.
It is kind of harsh, so we'll take a...
But before the days of the medical...
You go ahead and enjoy that, Kenny. I'm good on that bowl.
Yeah,
buddy.
You know what? I'm cool
all over it. So,
Kenny,
thanks,
you can... Yeah, you can smoke that.
We got another J.
You know what? Here we go. I'm jumping right into the next one.
Sorry.
From Serenity Gardens. This is some new shit. This is Mint Berry Crunch, which I love because it's a South Park reference.
Yeah, during the Coon and Friends episode saga.
Mint Berry Crunch was the only one who was a real superhero.
That's right. Yeah, he was. That's right. So when I saw that Serenity Gardens, I'm not usually like caught up in your name and shit. But when you threw Mint Berry Crunch my way, I said,
"Oh shit,
This also said it was certified dank by being nitrogen packed. So I'm going to pass around the bag right now. Mint Berry Crunch from Serenity Gardens.
Nitrogen packed?
They fill the bag with nitrogen before they
nitrogen
seal it.
Nitrogen packed?
To procure
the... To preserve it, I guess.
To preserve. I guess that's what it is.
It's supposed to stay at like the premium cure or whatever.
So now that I'm speaking with someone who's in extraction, when they do... Is it a flash? I don't know.
I've never put nitrogen into a bag like that.
It's like when you get a bag of Doritos, before they seal it, they fill that thing with nitrogen.
Yeah.
Because oxygen degrades cannabis in theory, right? Or not in theory, but in practice.
Okay.
So if you fill it with a gas that is not oxygen, in theory, you should be preserving that bud for longer.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Now, you know what? That bud kind of smells. Kenny, I believe you have it in your pocket, but you know what? That Serenity Farms, it kind of is like normal, you know, like it doesn't.
It's got a nice little sweet smell to it, though. The Mint Berry Crunch does have a nice like a sweet.
It was sticky. It was dense. It was minty. This farm's located. This is also a tier 2 producer processor.
Okay, that's
about
a tier 2.
About two tier 2s, up to 7,000 square feet or something like that. Or they have a canopy, 1,000. And they're an indoor-outdoor greenhouse grow in Thurston County, as I've said like 10 times now.
Wow.
And, okay, so I hate to reference other buds, but, you know, like, this fucking thing was, this is almost a full-gram joint. And I,
really?
When I rolled it, not really, but, you know, 0.65, yeah. At least a half or at least. And it is so dense, and when I broke it down, it rolled like this little batty pinner.
Okay.
Like, I can't even believe it. So if you've ever smoked gelato, or if you know that blunt style of weed that's real sticky and dense, and collapses. This is that super mint fine. Berry crunch.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, when
yeah.
you say batty, because I got to, you know, because nowadays there is, there's multiple. Okay, so it's a B-A-T-T-Y.
Like, yeah.
Not you a could, B-A-D-D-I-E.
You could get a home run with that motherfucker.
Like a batty, sweet, like a batty joint, which is a B-A-D-D-I-E, is a joint that is
okay. what
fat and is good. Oh. That's a bad.
Well, it's both.
That's a bad.
Hey,
for being a half a gram joint, that that's is a fat fucking joint.
Yeah.
DBS joint.
I always enjoy watching other people roll. And Clock, you have an interesting rolling style.
Yeah.
You do. Yeah. You do.
I appreciate that.
Mm. And it's not it like anyone think. That I've seen before.
Mm-hmm. You know,
which is cool. And at the same time, they all Yossi, smoke. Yeah, they Yossi all hit. They all. Scooters, oh, yeah?
Yeah. yeah.
Uh huh.
Tell me your technique.
Everyone, technique every old
actually
school.
Taking the paper.
Mm hmm.
Kicking, folding it over about halfway and kicking in the insides of each side of it.
Wait. So for the people at home.
So you got this paper.
Wait, Kenny. So for the people at home, people like me at least that are trying to figure it out mentally, but are hands-on learners, you take that paper, right? And then you said that you fold it. You said you
fold it over about one-third of the paper.
Okay.
And then you mash in the edges, so you kind of make it a boat.
Okay.
And then you fill
you do a bow tie, right there, if you will.
And yeah, you can fill in the middle as to how much you want sure. to, as to how skilled you are.
Because then it won't spill the joint. It won't spill out from either side because you have both sides.
And then that depends on how good you become.
That really, that J, every great once in a while, I'll smoke a J that gives me like a tingle in my lips.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's like a little surprise.
It's almost like smoking a nicotine so we don't use, or a blunt.
Or I was going to say
we don't
menthol.
Use any crutches.
Or menthol.
Yeah. I'm a crutch-free man.
See? And that's the way I roll my joints usually is crutch-free.
Yeah.
I do too.
And then you just put the end.
Nice
they call it boating.
Yeah. Boating.
Let's go boating.
Okay.
And then you just roll it up. And
yeah.
Boom.
Now, see, like in 1998 or something, we used to take, the technique was where we used to take a piece of cardboard, like from the zigzag, and wrap it around the outside of the joint as a crutch to smoke it all the way down.
Right.
Or what they used to call a roach clip back in the day, which was alligator clips or clothespins or some shit. Oh, sorry.
Clock.
No, it's all good. So,
what's
I don't really do that.
The great anymore. Thing about the joints that were clipped and shit is they collected all that resin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And you know, our big deal was a lot of times when we would roll, sometimes we'd say, well, this is second generation weed.
When you would
or
roll?
This is third generation weed.
Wow, okay.
From the roaches that we had collected
from
all that
time.
Well, so we smoked these roaches once or twice or three times.
So,
and by the time you say, we got this 3 times fucking roach right here, this fucking resin to the bitch. You know?
Yeah.
So,
so to be specific for the people that maybe aren't keeping up with what Kenny's talking about, Kenny, you're saying that you would roll a joint with the same filter almost 3 times, or at least if the roach, you would use that roach almost 3 times in three different joints.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yep.
And you would smoke them all to the... So when he says that there is a 3-generation joint, he means that that filter has seen some action, and it...
Tarred.
Tar going to it. So it was seasoned almost like a brand new nail, and I'm fucking ashing all over myself. Ladies and gentlemen, Justin and I have been sipping on these rushes. Justin, what do you think so far about these natty rushes?
All right. I could totally drink it again.
Yeah.
I would not mind drinking it again.
Hey.
Yeah.
Kenny, what's it? Are you feeling good?
I like it.
Yeah.
Now, Kenny,
got a pretty good little taste to it.
Now, still no White Claw.
What do you normally drink on a day-to-day basis? What is your go-to your go-to beer or let's say your go-to alcohol?
I don't know about all that shit, but anyway, I'll drink a little Rainier every now and then.
Okay.
A little bit of Rainier.
A couple of joints every night to relax and get my muscles, you know, so I can sleep.
Right had you had it before you moved up here?
No.
Yeah,
no?
It's good beer. It's really
I'm
good beer.
I like Rainier.
Just because I'm really curious, you can probably proclaim Joe Boy Q as an alcoholic, but Kenny, What beer were you drinking in Texas? Like, what was your go-to? Because I know that in different... Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. Okay, a domestic... Okay. Or like imported beer. Imported beer.
Can I use that grinder?
No, have you ever had...
This is going to be too...
Have you ever had Tecate?
What?
Tecate? Tecate beer? No?
Tecate? All right. Mexico.
It's Mexico.
It's canned Mexican beer.
But I think it's more West Coast. More West Coast prominent.
No, I like that Solo beer.
S-O-L. Soul. Yeah.
I like that Mexican beer.
It's good. That's good beer.
I like Negro Modelo. It's got the... God. If I'm at a taco stand and I see it like in the ice, I'm just like, drinking four of those.
The Negro Modelo is...
And then sometimes they serve it with the lime. I'm just like, honey, this shit don't need no lime.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I fucking need it.
Exactly.
I just got something that's going to blow your mind. At the end of the year, we'll do... Maybe. We haven't talked about this at all, so we've got to do it. But let's try doing a bitch beer bracket and shit that we've had already.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
All right. Yeah.
Which bitch beer will stand alone as the bitch beer that won 2019? Hurricane Punch says, I like it too.
Yeah, Hurricane is like, I'm in the running.
Yeah, exactly.
I believe you will get far too. We'll see.
Wow.
So that means we're going to have to sample.
So, right in all you fellas.
We're going to have to recall.
We are beginning to come upon the holiday season.
Yes, we are.
Look at that. We're going to have a turkey.
Kenny,
what?
Stephens.
I'm only 24 years old. I've only experienced 24 years on this world, and actually, I probably only experienced 20 because I probably don't remember the first 4 years of my life.
God,
right,
dude?
You're 60 years old, and you've at least experienced 56 years of Thanksgiving, sir.
Oh hell yeah!
I want to ask.
The Indian was coming around when I was back.
Really?
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
that's cool.
I want to ask
nice
you,
people.
How far or how different or, you know, like, just like with everyday traditions for Thanksgiving nowadays, how different is it from when you were a kid, when you were growing up? How have those pastimes changed?
Well, you know, back in the days, we still celebrated and everybody got together and enjoyed the family and everything. And we pretty much, you know, had the same ham or turkey and offered Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And they made me go out and work in the fields.
On Thanksgiving Day.
In the garden, man, to get ready.
On Thanksgiving.
I really hated that.
On Thanksgiving.
Make me get out there and do that shit that I didn't want to do.
I see.
I was rebellious.
On Thanksgiving Day. On Thanksgiving Day.
But they made good food.
That made it all better.
So on Thanksgiving Day, when you were younger, and we can say this was back in the, because you were born in 59.
No, I'm sorry, it was 1900.
Yeah.
I was born in the 1900s, that's cool.
Not that old.
Thank God.
You were born in 59, so we can say at least the late...
You ain't got to deal with that shit.
But we can... Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Jew Boy Q has no filter. But what we can say is that at the end of the 60s, maybe early 70s, right? That's when you were going through this, right? Where you had to do actual physical work in the yard. And then at the end of the day, you were just kind of you were kind of rewarded with dinner,
with all my family coming and loving on me.
Yeah,
and, you know, and telling me how great a job I'd done. No, I mean, telling me how beautiful I was and everything.
Ah, shit.
I loved all that.
You're such a handsome man.
You're a handsome boy, Kenny.
Thanks for going and picking the beans. Sorry I had to bullwhip you.
Sorry you had to get a bullwhip. What the fuck?
But at those times, but like when we're speaking, I mean, we're really speaking only like 40, 50 years, which...
Years ago, which in retrospect, from the way it is now,
in retrospect,
because people ain't even got enough yard to raise a garden.
Yeah, but in
retrospect, they used to make me go out there and pick them peas, and that okra.
Okra. I'm sorry.
But
I ain't lied to you.
Picking peas, goddammit. We got all kinds of peas.
In retrospect, when you look back on it. I'm putting myself into your shoes. And when you look 50 years back and you go, man, I'm so glad I did all that bullshit because now I don't got to do shit. And now these younger people are out here helping
working
me.
Working in the fields, where's the bullwhip?
You know, after it's all said and done, you know what the greatest thing is?
Huh?
It was all done in love.
Yeah.
It really was. That's what made it so fun.
Yeah.
And that's what made it so memorable.
Oh, yeah.
It's because they didn't beat your ass. They didn't really do it horrific, just meanness or anything.
Sure.
It was all done, and that's the way that life was back then.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that.
I mean, too. I really do.
And, you know, that's what makes us all great, is we're all individual persons that's raised everybody in a different environment.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, and
Amen.
That's a great thing about being able to intercommunicate with each other.
Yeah.
Pick out a path that we can all walk together in unison, you know?
I think you and I, Kenny...
I mean...
Because my father, or... ladies and gentlemen, you don't know, but I am adopted. So not my biological father, but my adopted father. He's from Texas, and he's met Kenny once, and I think that they did they clicked. Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing with my hands.
It's like he meant touch dicks.
It almost looked like.
Wait, yeah. Where is that?
But it seems the way that Kenny introduced himself to my dad, which was unfamiliar to anybody else because he also said his last name. He goes, Rudy, Kenny Woods. Nice to meet you. And I never heard that before, but I think because of my dad, of like where he was brought up, he heard that and was like, oh, he's Kenny Woods from Texas. All right. And for some reason, my dad was like, I like this guy. And
same principles, man.
My dad doesn't really like a lot of people, to be honest, but he said, you know, he was up front. He told me his name. He said where he was from, and he said what he was about. I liked him.
It's that era. It's that generation.
Yep.
It's that era.
And my dad doesn't...
I mean, I'm not...
My dad doesn't like weed, but, I mean, Kenny and him and Kenny just... They kind of just coagulate, ladies and gentlemen,
you're saying that your dad has, like, best friend material.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
I am. And I'm actually really excited.
He's getting really tight with his dad, dude.
And I'm actually really excited because it's been a long time since my dad has had a best friend. When you're older, it's kind of, you know, you break off certain habits and you break off certain things that
I
you
just
do.
Don't understand.
And then it kind of becomes your own person. And
I
when you're older, it's hard to, like, meet people with the same similar things that you like to do. So I like it when old people can kind of connect with other old people because, like what I was telling Clark, when you're older and you can testify, when you're older, it's harder to find people that kind of want to get silly,
right.
You know, it, because
right.
most of them are You know, I got this to uphold. I got this image that I got to kind of uphold. And
yeah.
You know, and that's why I think that my dad and Kenny would get along, because they don't think about, I have to have this image. About, you know, they want to have a good time, and they have a good time in different ways. But as long as they can be friends and they can be happy. Human. Exactly. Exactly.
You know, a lot of people say, oh, I can't get along with this person because we have nothing in common. I'm like, no, you have a lot in common, actually. We're all human.
A lot.
That's a start. You know?
I mean, we have the same similar makeups.
Yeah, yeah, Kenny.
What was you smoking on over there? Wow.
Fuck, what the hell were you dabbing on?
First of all, we spent the last 5 minutes reminiscing, but we haven't been smoking weed.
No.
So part of me is, I hate all of you at this table right now. So you know what I did? Is I got up.
What?
All you guys were going, no way. My daddy picked okra.
No.
My daddy picked
okra. I'm in your shoes.
Yeah.
And I went to the fucking dab rig. What? I heated that bitch up. Yeah.
He did. He did. He
and
did.
I smoked some fucking dabs.
So much
okra. You want one?
I do. Can I tell you about it?
So Kenny, let him spit about it.
All right. This is King County's own Dose Oil.
Ooh.
Okay,
is that the D-O-S-E?
D-O-S-E. DoseOil.com. This is a CO2.
Is that the same
as mine? Yeah, it is.
We got the CO2 in the house.
89% THC. This is Grape Ape. And it honestly has a hint of flavor. I don't know if it's Grape Ape, the strain, or Grape Ape, and they have grape terpenes in
it.
Okay. It's very mellow. At first, to be honest, CO2 tastes like pencil shavings to me.
What? Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it.
I know it's a safer extraction method than the other hydrocarbons. And as Kenny pointed before the show, our bodies can absorb the CO2 a lot better, so it comes out really pure. But it tastes kind of like pencil shavings, but not dose, this pure, uncut, activated CO2 oil. It tasted pretty good, and it had 2.14% CBG.
Okay.
Whoa. Said, what? And you're like, CBG, really? This is the terp of the week now.
CBG.
Terp of the week. Terp of the week.
Terp of the week. Terp of the week.
Okay, so... CG. Okay, exactly. Okay. They consider this a minor cannabinoid, and it's pronounced cannabigerol.
Cannabigerol.
Okay. Here is what scientists have found when you isolate cannabigerol and do it on mice, you know?
Okay.
First of all, it helps in glaucoma reducing inflammation and internal pressure.
Okay.
It helps with IBS. Okay. It has neuroprotective for stroke victims and seizure victims.
Okay.
In mice, in cancer cells, it inhibited the growth of colorectal cancer cells in mice.
Wow.
It has antibacterial properties.
Oh, wow.
It also has muscle contraction inhibitors.
Wow. Okay.
So it's been found to help in many different forms.
All right. CO2.
Usually in the CO2, it's 2.14%. It's a big number, especially when it's considered a minor cannabinoid. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That is really...
You know, almost CBD, but it's got 89% THC and 2.14%. So this Grape Ape, I hope you guys enjoy it. It came in a syringe. With the hardest lure lock I've ever known.
Oh, yeah?
I work with the lure lock. It's an international lock that you can twist things on and off, whether it's metal. L-E-U-R is how it's pronounced. That fucking thing's red hot.
I missed that, but anyway.
Yeah, it's this doohickey down here. It's what hooks up this bad boy.
Right, but...
Right? And that's what we call the lure lock. It also has a needle.
Oh, I see. The lure lock, if the people that don't know that the lure lock is what it is, it's when you're trying to squeeze vapes and you don't want it to ooze out, you put the lure lock on it. So that way it's a kind of a cap so your needle doesn't kind of go all over the place.
Okay.
So I've just squeezed it out. It's golden honey oil. And you know what? I don't hate it.
Man.
It's hella light. It's hella light.
It looks, when I put it up to the light, it looks really good. It's an amber.
Very, very, very interesting.
Yeah, take a sniff of it.
I would like to.
Yeah.
CO2 oil. You know what?
It's got a great color.
To be honest, when I started dabbing, actually, my first wax that I purchased was CO2 oil. That's what I was only smoking on for the first 6 months of dabbing.
There we go.
ASMR freaks, yeah. You hear that?
Look at that.
Ooh, my goodness.
Woo.
What is it? What is it there, Tino, that you taste?
To be honest, the first taste, it almost is like a gummy. Like a fruity gummy candy.
Oh.
But you can tell that this CO2 dab is different from, let's say, a Terp Crystal.
Oh, my goodness.
Or let's say a Live Resin. The taste behind it is, it really does seem like it's fresh. You know, it seems like maybe this plant was almost harvested yesterday. You know what I mean? That's how fresh it tastes, the plant material of it. It's really good.
Oh, nice. I'm excited to try it.
Yeah, we'll get you on too. A heat up. Mm-hmm. Justin, you rolled a big fat joint. Are we trying to chill on that? Are we trying to hit that motherfucker?
Yeah. I mean, I was going to wait until after the dab session.
Yeah,
but I could totally light it up now if you want. That way everybody's continually smoking.
No, you know, I can't. He needs it. Kenny needs it.
I do.
Need it?
I am a flower-loving mole.
No, you can just go ahead. I'll take care of it.
You love that flower, huh?
Flowers?
This is my technique. Yeah.
Flower's my favorite. I'm a flower man.
It's
I've been smoking more concentrates the last, year.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot more concentrates in the last year. God. But, I'll always be loyal to the flower, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to break it up so abruptly.
No.
But before we take another dab and before we take another hit out of this joint, we're going to take a break.
What?
We're going to come back to you. And we're gonna feed you with more material because we're almost near the end of our hour. And
You're making me cry, dog.
Yeah, we definitely had to go to the commercial break.
Well, we're almost at the end of our hour.
All right.
And it seems like we have a lot more to talk about. So yes, we're gonna break this up into two parts.
I'm gonna try.
Right. Bye.
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 All right, Kenny's about to take a fat fucking dab.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, my God.
We're going to let it go low and slow, though. Kenny's looking at me like, you better send this shit. But it's red fucking hot, so I'm not going to do that to the old man. I'm not going to fucking do it. He's my homie.
No pot dungeon tonight.
Okay,
bro.
Let's fucking send it now.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Anywho, we've smoked a lot of product today. First, Rogue Raven. Smoked some of their flower. Loved it. We smoked some Okanagan Columbia. Natural cannabis, carburetor cap that fucker, there you go. Wasn't very good.
Nope.
Smoked some Boggy Boone. Meh.
Yeah.
We saw the attempt.
Yeah.
What else did we smoke? We smoked some of the Serenity Farms. It was delicious. Mint berry crunch.
Let's not ignore the elephant in the room. Kenny, what the fuck going on with you right now?
Wait, your god dang.
Coughing Kenny.
What the hell is that? Coughing Kenny.
He said
Coffin Kenny.
Crazy noise.
God dang, somebody help me. here we go.
Coffin Kenny, are you getting the best out of you?
Oh, I'm trying.
There we go.
Coffin Kenny, he took that dab like a champion.
Wow.
It might have sounded like it was like an exorcism going on in the house, but believe us, folks, it's just
y'all gotta tell me what you did was cool. Because it was good.
Yeah, it was.
What
right?
was it?
That was dose.
Tell somebody. It was
dose. So
great.
That was
so much.
Eight.
Clear that out.
So that was a company called Dose, and that that was their run of Grape Ape. I'm sure you've heard of Grape Ape before in your time.
I have.
So Dose. Dose did their little, I guess, recreation or whatever in terms of distillate form. And that's what you have right there, what you took a dab of.
Dude, I'm going to tell you what. That was good.
It was tasty?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. It was tasty.
Yeah.
It bang, whang,
we're
gonna, bang me.
We're going to follow that tasty dab up.
I felt good.
With some delicious Florigen. Tell us about it.
Florigen.
We are smoking. Woo. That's the J that I put out right before we went to trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry to Commercial. No, this is the Clementine. Ooh. And it says packed for Cedar Greens, but it also says Cedar Greens on it. So I don't know if they're like partners with
Cedar Greens or not. Or
That's a good question.
Yeah, this is the sister company of the Okanagan.
Okay. Right. The Okanagan, okay. Yeah.
And I'm going to pass this bag around. You guys saw the other weed, you know, and just compare this nug. I left this nug in there because it was the nicest nug in the pack, so you guys can judge that.
You know what? It tastes pretty damn good.
It's not bad.
I just smoked a dab, so usually I don't hit flower and think it's delicious, but that actually, you can tell it's got some terps in it.
Mm-hmm. It tastes nice.
It does. So before Kenny started blowing a lung out, we were trying to cover real quick.
Yeah. Oh, I got you.
Bro. Yeah, what we fucking smoked so far. So let me just get through this.
Yeah.
Okay. So first, Florigen, Clementine. Mm. Really good. Yeah. Right?
Hey, man.
Really tasty. Really smooth.
Good. Yeah. So far, so good. Rude Boy OG from Clear Creek Cannabis. That joint was lemony. Yeah. Spicy. Yes, pretty damn good, right?
Yes, it was.
Serenity Gardens, Mint Berry Crunch. Super dank. Kind of minty on the menthol on the tips of the lips.
It was a little bit of menthol on the lips.
Dose CO2, Grape Ape. Out of that the syringe. Good. Pretty fucking good.
Yeah, for CO2. Really good. Really good.
Change on what wish you would.
Had a different taste from normal
concentrates. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Tiramisu from Boggy Boone Farms. We really wanted to like it, but
I did.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't buy that strain again. No. But we love the packaging, so we'll probably buy you again. And last but not least, from the Canisole line, the Okanagan Colombian Natural Cannabis. What we were smoking, what one was this one? What strain was it?
Fuck. I'm so stoned right now.
No, it's fine.
I think it's right here.
It's Boggy Boone, homie. Boggy Boone. Either way, we didn't really like it. Let's be honest. We didn't. Cookies?
The cheese cookies from Okanagan.
Cheese cookies
from Okanagan was, not really hitting us.
But lest we not forget, Dank Czar.
The Czar.
The Czar.
It
was really damn good. Purple Punch.
You guys
were really feeling
it. You guys' hash rosin and on point. And your guys' flower is on point.
I'm still like
the banging and the
banging. I still have a little bit of a high just from finding their flower.
Yeah, dude.
Let's talk about some of the
now I know where I can get
here.
Yeah,
we got three of them setting up. What did y'all think?
Well, there we go.
The top line and the grill.
Well, you know what?
I really, really like what I had.
Kenny, that's what we call our last act.
Kenny, I'm really glad that you brought this up.
The one at the end there on the left.
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought this up. So, I did not really bring any flour this week into today's podcast.
That's okay.
Oh,
I know. I know.
Tino's a bad boy. But what, you know what I did bring?
What did you bring?
I brought something that I've already had on the podcast, which was 95 cookies from Sub-X, and we already know that gets your D in the dirt.
Can I check that out?
Ben, smell it. Look, you do whatever you want
oh
to.
Oh, my God, dude.
Now, we all know what that's a heavy. We all know that's a heavy cookie.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? I was talking to the girl. It wasn't Rachel this time. It wasn't, but she was in house. Rich, you know what? I think her maybe. I actually don't know because she did not say.
Very honest,
but she said the white Urkel almost resembles
95 cookies.
Almost resembles the 95 cookies. So I said, let me get a little bit of that. Let me get that white. Let me get that white Urkel. And now, so what the white Urkel is the strain the white. And purple Urkel. Now, it is a 60-40% indica sativa dominant.
Oh, shit.
And you know what? Please, this will have you feeling good to go if you want to go to work in the morning because it's not too crazy on indica. It'll wake you up.
That sounds great.
But, you know, it's also a good strain if you want to heat it up at night after a long day of work.
Oh,
if you want the indica. Either way.
The little mustard relaxer coming on.
Exactly.
You know, after you've been kicking ass every day.
Now, what you're supposed to get is maybe a sedated, euphoric, focused feeling after this. And
wow. Crutch is coming down. What you think of that, sir? How is that?
So much cookie.
Ooh. Yeah, a lot of cookie.
God,
right?
Cookie. Dang.
It seems like Sub-X focuses a lot on their cookie production. a lot of what they sell does derive from the cookie,
He says. Sup, X, you're bringing it again. I'd love to rock a fucking t-shirt from somebody.
Yeah, me too. Know? Me too.
Is that who asked for the t-shirts from this week?
This week, it's Sub-X.
Sub-X.
We fucking love you. You should have seen us at Hempfest.
Come
when your Cold Smoke crew was winning. We're just like double-handing your cog. Just like, oh, we love Cold Smoke.
Yeah, we were right there. Oh,
congrats to them, dude. Just two different directions while nipping on the tip with the tongue.
Exactly.
We love you. So we'd love to have some t-shirts.
So,
Kenny, what t-shirt size are you?
Oh, I think I'm a large.
No, but you're not. You're not with that Northwest belly. You ain't a large anymore.
Come on, man. Don't call me a fat bobo.
An XL, I would say, to fit comfortably.
Three XLs, a double XL, and as always, a woman size medium.
Yeah, come on.
I'm like, you know what? You know what? No. Oh, Kenny, I'll get you a goddamn large from them. Oh, I'm gonna force you to wear it.
Come on.
Because you got tight grandpa body going on.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
every day, that shit be happening.
It ain't Christmas yet. Yeah, no.
Come on. Thank you. Because it ain't every day somebody believes in me like you do.
Hey. All right, folks. Like Kenny has said, we got concentrate to hit on right now. And I believe Clock just hit that 95 cookies.
I sent it.
He sent it, and he put his D in the dirt. I think the next thing that we have to taste test is the White Urkel.
I'm going to tell you.
I think the White Urkel is what's next.
Y'all need to write in and tell us exactly what it is that you want to know about all the latest trends, because we are the people that can tell you what's happening.
Yeah.
We'll go out there every day and we'll research the products that you want to know about.
And that's what we're doing. All
you got to do is
whole point of this
tap
podcast.
Us here at our email and we can tell you what is it there that they need to contact us at?
And you know what? That's at high502guys at gmail.com. You know, I talked to a lady. I think her name was, and I really don't mean to be funny. I don't mean to be comical. I legitimately think her name was Mary at Spark It.
Mary?
Yeah, I know.
That's cool.
I know.
Mary Jane.
She had never heard about the High 502 podcast. Nope. But I told her, you know, what we do is we have a podcast where we try to spend at least $40, and I know sometimes we spend a little more, and I told her sometimes we spend $60, but we try to
educate.
And there was a working man right behind me. Ladies and gentlemen, I wear skinny jeans and I wear a hoodie to work. You know, this guy was wearing Carhartts and a very baggy sweatshirt. You know, he was a hard worker that day. And so what I told her is that we do a podcast that people can listen to and that they can hear what we smoke, but it's gonna be at a price where they're not breaking the bank. And I even told the guy behind me, hey, we do it under $50-$60, and we try to tell you what the good stuff is. And he's like, I'm not really a big podcast guy, but I mean, it does kind of sound interesting to know what would be affordable and what would be good in terms of under $40. And I told him and the lady at the desk, yeah, High 502 guys, you find us on any big podcast platform, and we're gonna be there to tell you what's worth it and what's not. Now Justin. What did you think of that dab?
Yeah, what was that? That wasn't the 95 cookies.
No, sir. I believe that was the White Urkel.
The White Urkel?
And that's the white mixed with
that
purple Urkel.
Good stuff.
It's got some good taste to it. It melted nice. I like the consistency a lot. It's excuse me. It's kind of crumbly, but it looks like it's got some diamonds in it too. Yeah. That was nice. How was that 95 cookies? I didn't try it yet.
Man.
Is it delicious?
The 95 cookies, look. Everyone tries to do their own their way of Terp crystals or wizard stones or, you know, whatever.
Mega crystals.
Exactly. We can all break it down to it's THCA crystals with sauce. You know, that's really what it is. And to be completely honest, I think that Sub X does a really good job with their ratio of crystal to sauce. They usually have really tight knit crystals that covers the whole surface area of the container, and they have sauce as well that almost covers everything. So in my opinion, Sub X, their beeline is what they call it, is they're doing really well. They're doing really well on that diamonds and sauce.
Yeah.
No, we've said it before on the podcast that I've never been disappointed with a Sub X
product. Right.
So Thank far God. in the 5 or 6 years that this has been going. Has it been?
Yeah.
Hold on one second. Hold on, that thing's red hot.
Oh no.
Right
Kenny,
now.
Kenny, don't go in on that.
Ready.
Kenny's going Kenny in red hot on a wide
earth. Look, for you people at home, Kenny Sub-X. Kenny has an issue.
What?
I mean, he's okay, he's not of the generation of dabbing.
Oh.
So when you hand him a hot nail, his first instinct is to, I'm going to hit this shit right now. Kenny, you got to remember, you got to wait a little bit because you do. Every time.
At least a minute. At least
it makes it better.
It makes it better. Yeah. Oh, you compromise the taste of the actual Kenny. Extract.
You're getting your phone all fucked
that,
up.
That, and if you hit shit red hot, Kenny.
Right here if you want.
Supposedly anything over 700 degrees can help give you cancer.
Oh.
Really?
God, I don't need that shit.
I'm going to hit that fucker red hot.
Now I think it's the perfect time.
Exactly.
Let's go.
It's not the product, you know. It's the fucking heat.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, you wouldn't hit a pipe at 800 degrees.
No. You know, some people with them emails, they set them up that high.
Yeah.
It's like, I prefer my my temperature at 710.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, come on now. Like, I know it's a...
It's so gimmicky.
It's a gimmick, brother. Yeah, but if that's for real, like, you need to be kind to your lungs.
You do. I would say that a really good temperature to hit your dab at would probably be around like the 500 level if you want to get the good taste and you want to make it last a little bit, because then you can carb cap it and then you can get that full taste. You're not burning all the terpenes. I think around the 500 level. I've never actually hit an e-nail, so I have no idea. I'm just kind of giving my thought.
I hear you.
That's fucking incredible, isn't it?
Now, how delicious was that white Urkel?
That's fucking great.
I know, that's why I became a primary dab smoker.
Yeah.
You're getting the essence of how beautiful the flower is. It's an amazing process.
It just... There's just
I know someone whose mom is a certified pothead. She,
there's one thing from... A beautiful nug is smoking. And then there's another thing about beautiful a nug and blasting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Blasting it makes it way different.
I am fascinated by what you fucking do.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
But I love the fucking made it beautiful. Huh?
Louder.
I love the beautiful taste. I'm making these beautiful nugs. Get ready to smoke. Because my generation, we roll a joint.
Yeah.
We roll a joint. I love to fuck a joint.
Yeah.
We could roll 100 joints. I sit there and about smoke your fucking ass. Yeah. I guarantee you.
Whoa!
You will quit.
Yeah.
You will quit before we're done. I'll smoke every last one of them. I just love to fucking get high smoking toys. But it's weird that at one point it becomes that
new thing.
Yeah.
Because when you were growing up, the joint, that was kind of your peace pipe, if you
that
will. That was your signia of I smoke weed Yeah. You know, if you're attracted, you're going to come over here, smoke weed with me, and we're going to have a good time. Nowadays, you got people that have these pens or, you know, they have their rigs on them.
A solitary event now.
You know?
Instead of a social thing.
It looks more like a drug.
Yeah, and I have a coworker.
Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
In 2015, they had a tent with a fucking bell.
A what?
Side, a bell.
What's that?
It was this side of this table that went up like this, and the motherfucker poured 5 fucking pounds of fucking dabs into that fucking
what the fuck? Fucking
table. Wow. Inside a fucking table with this fucking.
Wow.
That's fucking
up. About. Kenny,
the deal was to stay 5 minutes.
Kenny. For people like me, because I'm a lot younger than most of the people in High 502, what is a bale? What is...
It's like, okay, here's a table.
Yeah.
Okay, imagine this coming up like this.
A table that has a roof on it.
No, it's metal.
Okay.
It's a metal table, but the sides of the table, they come up like this. Okay, to where it's a circle,
like this. Yeah.
And then they heat it up underneath with wood.
So it's like a hot box.
It's a hot box, and then they pour fucking dabs.
Wow.
They pour them into the fucking bale, and it fucking smokes up that motherfucker.
So when you're in this bale, you're getting hot boxed by like hundreds of grams.
Yeah. You can't.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. How long can you stay in the fucking tent?
Now, I got a question.
Yeah.
How long did you stay underneath the tent? That's what we all want to know. How long did Kenny Wood stay underneath the tent?
Well, let's just say... I was one of the ones pouring this shit in there. I had lots of friends that were really fucked up.
Yes, sir.
You ready to send some more?
I think I'm going to go on that White Urkel.
I would pour it in there.
See how it is.
I'm officially fucked up.
Yeah?
I got more fucked up than I'm going to be fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm all fucked up. I was like, really?
The last one sent you, Hot Clock?
Dude, when you go outside, when you quit, okay, when you quit and you go, fuck, I am fucked up, motherfucker. Please, God, help me. I am fucked
up. Yeah.
Please figure out where I'm going. And you get up and you go, okay.
Hey, Clock.
Hey.
I've looked at my watch and I think it's time for our regularly scheduled programming.
What's that? Cox News. Well, this is what we call a news brief here at the desk. As I wanted to just bring you up to speed on Vapegate and what the hell's going on. Early leads in the running for taking over the void that is left. What have people turned to? Would you guess it would be flour, edibles, or concentrates?
Flour.
I hear flour.
I actually believe that it's going to be vape cart because it's so convenient.
Man.
Kenny, great choice.
Yeah.
But need I remind you, I gave you the choice of edibles, flour, or concentrates.
I thought that vapes was concentrates, but I'll tell you.
Okay, so I'm switching to another concentrate then.
Yeah. You think concentrates are the ones that are gonna be?
Well, I mean, think about it. Everybody's gonna mail their shit to somebody at home.
The what?
Everybody
has to produce Christmas presents for the friends.
Okay, Christmas presents.
And you know, that is the easiest way to get them there.
Concentrate.
I believe.
Well, okay. I'm happy to reveal
that in the four states that they looked over, Colorado, Nevada, California, and Washington, edibles increased the most out of those three choices.
Wow.
In the last few months.
That's crazy.
From October till today. And so Nevada and California saw the biggest increase at almost 4%, going from 10% of sales to being 14% of sales. So a pretty large increase.
Okay. Wow. That's great.
That's a huge increase.
Edibles
it's
more so natural. Far, yes. Yeah. Well,
it's
people
the increase.
That's what people, you know, if you look at that number and say,
right.
What right after someone said you can't get a vape, what increased in sales the most? It was edibles.
It was edibles.
Yes.
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 Yes, I got to give you that.
So, isn't that an interesting thing?
It is.
My vote was concentrates as well.
Yeah.
If you have the tolerance, you'll go. you'll want to keep that tolerance. You're not going to turn to flower and then go, maybe it's not as effective.
But maybe, and this is, excuse me, to me, it's a weird thing, but maybe the most people that actually do hit vape carts don't have a high tolerance. And maybe that's why. And maybe that's why after this whole shenanigans that Jermaine Ansley caused, that's why people do edibles. Because I don't smoke that much, so maybe a 10 milligram candy times 10, you know, will be okay for me for 10 times.
I will say in Washington State, with the dosage being 10 milligrams, I can see why it was the lowest on the scale as far as the states to have increase, because the bang for your buck maybe is not as high if you have to eat four cookies, you know, and there's only 10 cookies in a package and you pay $20 for it, you know.
It's if not more.
You know, if you're saying, we'll do this daily and maybe twice a day, well, then that, you know, Washington market, I think it was like 8.9 and it went to 10%. So it only saw an increase of 2%, basically.
Yeah.
So I can see why it was only 2%.
Yeah.
Because not a whole lot of people have turned to edibles.
Right.
But because
of that sole fact, I mean, if you don't have an industry discount, the edibles are extremely expensive. Like really. Like, I mean, they're almost, I think you pay maybe $25 and you get yourself a 100 milligram drink. Now, if you're a fucking hardcore stoner, like the doomed one, Clockin' Wilder, Coffin Kenny, or I, you know, 100 milligrams, it'll get you high, but like, afterwards, you're like, well, I want to hit something. I want to take a dab. I want to do this.
Yeah.
So for me, it's kind of crazy that the edibles went up in purchase percentage than concentrate, just because they do get you higher.
Well,
that's debatable. I've been fucked up on edibles.
Well, that's what I say is like it depends on the consumer, you know, because it's all about the consumer. Everyone has a different tolerance level. When I was younger, I think we spoke about this. I had a really high. Edible. I think we've all had that in our lives where we had an edible that was like super strong and we're like, holy fuck, you know, like.
Hey, I feel some knowledge slipping away. Are you a crock pot butter maker?
Yes, I am.
You're okay, and how many hours and how many cycles do you
do? I fill up the crock pot with the butter and the weed till it's completely saturated and the butter is melted. No salt.
No salted butter.
No salted butter.
Okay.
And then I let it cook for 12 hours on low. And then I take
12?
Some, 12 hours.
Okay.
On low all night long. And then the next morning I take the
butter?
No. Well, I take that, the butter, but I take the painter's net
filter of some kind?
Like a sifter. A
cheesecloth?
A sifter.
Cheesecloth.
Okay, yeah.
Cheesecloth.
Okay, gotcha.
Cheesecloth, and I strain it over to where what happens is if you use 2 pounds of butter, you get 1 pound of butter back.
Okay.
It's a ratio of 50-50. So what happens is we drain it off, and then I start putting it back in to the forms or the package that they had.
Okay.
So it's about half and half. So last year I made 40 pounds of butter, And basically, I put it all back into the same batch. Position that it was, but it was medicated.
Okay.
So, yeah, I cooked probably 3 crock pots full.
Wow.
I fill it up, and then I cook it, and then I cook it off and strain it and shit.
Now, is the crock pot way now, the I'm gonna best tell you, way?
This is fucking some fucking kick-ass butter. This ain't just some little bitty panty-ass fucking, hey, I got 2 or 3%. No, this motherfucker will make you fucking hallucinate.
Did you grind the can?
Fucking bad. Because it cooks for fucking 12 hours.
Yeah, bro. Right.
Cooks for 12 hours, that motherfucker is saturated with.
And you say saturated. So let's say, okay, so if you're saying you use 40 pounds of butter, did you get 20 pounds back?
Yes.
Is that what's up? Okay.
Yeah. Kenny.
And then you're saying that Kenny. Did you grind your cannabis? Did you grind your... Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. He's hitting a dab. My question is, did he grind his cannabis up?
One would think, right?
Yeah, I would think. But if you're filling your crock pot full...
Would it really matter?
Do you put the butter in? Because if you do 3 crock pots, then that's like 12
pounds. Well,
like
I worked 12. On a farm where we fucking harvest.
I see, I see.
Pounds.
Wow. Hit it.
600 pounds. Wow, that is a fucking haul, man. Good for that.
So you had some
Jesus
butter.
Christ, that's a lot for a small farm.
I 600 pounds with me and 2 other people.
That's cool.
Not all this fucking.
What year
other
was
people.
That?
We carried it. We chopped it down with the fucking chainsaw, threw it on the back of the pickup. 6 pans. We hauled it to the fucking barn.
What year?
We chopped it up. We put fucking, scrog up and never fucking. We hung it on a sprog every 12 inches out. We hung it on a sprog again.
Yeah, so, clip it down there. Were you hanging it
big,
by plant?
We hung it every 12 inches, hanging sprog. We had 36 plants outside. Then we had 56 inside.
What was your question,
inside
Justin?
Inside that greenhouse, we had 2 greenhouses. The other greenhouses, we had 72 plants in, and then we had 18 more on the other side.
Wow,
and
okay.
just me and another dude.
That's a lot of weed.
It's a good haul.
Yeah, we kicked ass, but we didn't go through and spraying all that shit like y'all do here. We didn't pull all the little leaves and all that bullshit, you know.
Well, it gives more energy to the plants.
Which, are you okay? Jesus. Oh, that's hot. That's too hot. Yeah. Okay,
where am I at? I'm sorry. Let me quit.
He's bound in term.
I'm sorry. I was talking shit.
No, one more thing about the butter. How many tablespoons did it take you? A couple? Just a couple?
No, we used...
To get you high. How many?
Oh.
Yeah, to get you high.
When we made cookies?
When you made that crock pot can of butter, how much did it take to get you high?
Oh. 1 cookie.
Really?
Okay, 1 cookie. Oh, yeah. Because that motherfucker was...
But what was the dosage? Because we had cookies last podcast.
We never tested it. We have to say... Well, okay, I'm going to say 300. But, okay, here's the story.
Holy
One
shit.
One of my friends come over, and they ate some cookies, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
They ate some cookies. While they were there, they decide they were fucked up, and they decide, well, we're going to leave. They live 6 miles to the house. Well, 3.5 miles on the back roads. They decide they're too fucked up to drive. So they pull over and sleep for 1.5 hours. Then they wake up and decide they're going to attempt to drive the rest of the way. They get to the parking lot. They don't even get out of their car. They just continue to sleep for another 2 hours. And they say, fuck you, Kenny. We'll never, ever eat your fucking brownies again. And well, I'm funny as shit.
Oh, that's fucking great,
that's
man.
Awesome. That's fucking hilarious.
Oh my God.
I loved it. That's
holy shit.
Okay, so
dude.
Good butter.
Yeah,
that's
good butter
is
what the
fucking recipe.
Yeah, look at you always trying to improve your butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that's the great thing about cannabis. It really is. I mean, we can make all different type of products.
Yeah.
And we can enjoy it. And you know, one of the great things is, if you really look at it, is if we ingest it, it's a very healthy product.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to get high and enjoy the euphoric aspect of it. But
sure.
It's another thing to be really healthy from it.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that's something that we haven't looked at seriously in the last 100 years. So.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing about how many, and I'm sure the people that hear us from all over the world, there's got to be at least one person that at least listens to us on the regular that has had some family member that might have been deemed not livable or, you know, like, you know, not going to make it.
Yeah.
And then took cannabis products, mainly RSO, and got healthy.
Amen.
and made it, you know? So for the people that say that this is just a drug that people like to do because we like to get high, lady, why do you drink Dr. Pepper? You know, I mean, we all like to feel something, you know. Ours is just weed, and it does help.
Drink bitch beers.
Exactly. And it does help people, and there are people that, you know, it might sound silly, but there are people that really need the full spectrum compound of RSO to help them out in their daily life.
And I believe that they need to be educated about it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
honestly, we've been getting the propaganda for the last 80 years of all the negative shit.
Yeah.
And it's not like that.
It's really not. A lot of it was, I mean, we all know the government is its own entity and they try to control people. A big thing is what they saw was hemp was a cloth. It was also medicine. It was, you know, a bunch of other things. And they saw how much money people could really gain from having hemp in their farm on their day-to-day life. So, you know, they legalized it with other things because it did get you high.
But it was hemp was going to take over making paper.
Yeah, hemp was going to be taking over paper.
And paper mills were a huge business back then, and some people were very, very wealthy off of that.
Yeah.
So I could totally see
you know, with them
illegalizing it so that it wouldn't be like a mass producer for paper.
Yeah.
With that being said, you know, that's a very interesting aspect.
Yeah.
About the excess hemp that's being produced from a lot of the farms and stuff. What are we going to do with, as far as for the hemp beginning to grow to be able to produce other aspects?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got hempcrete right now going on.
And what's that for the people that don't know?
Well, that is a product that's taking the hemp, and after it's produced, hemp not being a cultivated marijuana product as such as per se as a hemp product, that on the, it grows 12.5 feet tall, the top 10 feet from 10 to 12.5 feet, they produce the seeds. And the seeds are then harvested by machine. And it produces what you call, when they take the seeds and they press them, they get coal oil. Coal oil is what used to be in old type coal oil lamps that burn 100% clean without a particular petroleum product. Hemp seeds, when you press them and you get the oil, it's what they call coal oil. That's where the original coal oil lamps come from, because they produce a light that lights all night long in a coal oil lamp that has no bad carbon monoxide effects from it and shit. So then the last part of the hemp product, which is 10 foot below, is all the stalks. They take and cut them down and make and grind them into a fiber product to make clothes, rope, whatever there is to make it out of it, you know.
I mean, you've seen hemp shoes, you've seen hemp little bracelets, you know, to help you in the wild.
And this has gone back for thousands of years, you know. Yeah. But it competed against the industrial market and the synthetic market.
You got
synthetic.
It.
Synthetic plastics, market of the 2001 industry from...
You're good.
From the...
You're good, Kenny.
I know. What was the big fucking synthetic market for years? Dow.
Yeah, right.
Dow Chemicals.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they produce synthetic hemp and rubber fiber nylon. And shit. And nylon.
For the younger crowd, because, I mean, I didn't know exactly what the fuck you meant by Dow.
Dow Chemicals, yeah.
So they produced synthetic hemp. They produced synthetic...
synthetic fibers.
Fibers,
which was... Yeah.
And the hospitals would buy that?
And rayon and coron and all that different...
And the hospitals would buy that.
That they made different...
Oh, it was taken over.
Shit
they
with.
Wanted to take over.
Fashion. Wow.
Yeah.
So they shut them down. That's why they wanted to shut the hemp market down. Because the hemp market took over that part of production.
Hey, listen, we should wrap this shit up, guys. Because all right, Tino's brother. At 2%.
Oh, shit.
So,
hey. Thank y'all.
Thank you all for coming very much. All right, God damn it. Here we go one more time.
Hey,
Hurricane Punch, you got me fucked up. I'm ready to go back to bed. Robin, to get another.
God, I love y'all. Hey, man, I have enjoyed.
Thanks, Kenny.
Good times.
Thanks, Kenny.
Clock Van Wilder.
The Doomed One. Joe Boy Q. And Coffin Kenny.
Coffin Kenny Woods. Hey, we love you. Peace out. Bye.
Bye.